Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring industrial growth opportunities in 2026, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses.
Let's start with the forces at play. Across manufacturing, energy, and infrastructure, companies are dealing with persistent supply chain disruption, workforce shortages, and growing sustainability mandates. At the same time, technologies like AI, edge computing, and digital platforms are maturing fast. What's changed is this: growth is no longer tied to expanding capacity. It's increasingly tied to intelligence, resilience, and efficiency. That's why we're seeing strong momentum in areas like edge AI, growing over 30% annually, and hydrogen testing, expanding more than 40% year over year.
So where is investment actually going? In 2026, capital is flowing toward technologies and business models that deliver scalable returns, not just cost savings. Five patterns stand out: demand for autonomous operations to reduce downtime and labor dependence, a shift from hardware differentiation to software-led value creation, accelerating spend on electrification and hydrogen-ready infrastructure, growing adoption of outcome-based service models, and a clear advantage for companies that build strong ecosystems. This is about building systems that adapt, optimize, and improve continuously.
Let's zoom in on four of the most impactful growth opportunities. First, autonomous industrial AI. AI is moving beyond analytics into closed-loop control. Companies deploying autonomous AI are seeing 5 to 10x returns within 3 years by improving uptime, responsiveness, and capital efficiency. Second, digital and outcome-based services. Services are becoming a growth engine. Instead of break-fix support, customers want guaranteed performance. These models are growing at about 7% annually and delivering more predictable revenue. Third, inspection robotics. Drones and mobile robots are transforming inspections from manual and periodic to continuous and predictive, improving safety and reducing unplanned outages. And fourth, smart, hydrogen-ready compressors. As energy transition accelerates, digitally enabled and hydrogen-compatible compressors represent a $28 billion-plus opportunity by 2029.
Here's the takeaway. Winning in 2026 isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things first. Leaders need to embed autonomy into core operations, monetize performance, not just products, align portfolios with energy transition demand, and build ecosystems that scale intelligence and services. The companies that move decisively won't just adapt to change, they'll set the benchmarks others follow.
If you want a clearer view of where industrial growth is heading and how to align your strategy, investments, and partnerships, Frost & Sullivan's Top 10 Industrial Growth Opportunities in 2026 offers a structured roadmap. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.